For the Denver Post, Kyle Fredrickson joining us here on the program. It's been a busy couple days, Kyle, down there with the crazy story of Swag Kelly. But Jeremiah and I want to know, do you have any features on Kevin Hogan ready to go? Because we are one play away from, you know, Mr. Stanford being back in there at quarterback for the Denver Broncos.
Hey, ask and you shall receive. I actually just put the final touches on a story about Kevin that'll be in the newspaper tomorrow and on our website early in the morning. Yeah, just kind of examining where the Broncos go from here, because you're right, this has been certainly an unexpected turn of events. But for a reporter, heck, it's interesting. So I'll take it sort of in the middle of a sort of uninteresting season in a lot of senses, but certainly something the Broncos were hoping to avoid.
Any truth to the speculation that Paxton Lynch has been cited at Bronco headquarters?
No, I'm going to say definitely no truth to that. It's like a nightmare for a lot of Broncos fans. But you're right, maybe that's sort of the logic there. Hey, here's a guy who's available that we at least know and understand in the system, but the Broncos have let that train pass. I think at this point they'd just be spinning their wheels thinking that Paxton was anything other than a short-term patch and one that they already know what he does on the field. But yeah, that is sort of an entertaining storyline, nonetheless, with Paxton still being available right now.
You know, from what I've heard about him, I'm just assuming that he's passing the time live streaming Fortnite on Twitch.
Good grief.
Yeah, well, I mean, he probably has a few free hours this evening now. I don't know. Hopefully he's working out as well, but I know a lot of these guys are addicted. I'm sure he's included.
Have any of the people started screaming for Colin Kaepernick now to come to the Broncos?
You know, there's been some rumblings about that, obviously, through the past couple seasons. I don't think since Elway gave his deposition, I think it was last spring, where he told the NFL about the Broncos offering Kaepernick a backup job, but it not being necessarily the salary that Kaepernick wanted. So at that point, I think they've moved on, and even these Broncos fans clamoring for change, I think at this point, even understand that Kaepernick, it just seems isn't going to happen unless there's a massive change of thoughts from some of those higher-ups in Dove Valley.
Kyle, in all seriousness, though, the situation with Chad Kelly is just crazy to me. That whole story that unfolded, I mean, we are talking about a backup quarterback, but we're also talking about a guy who has had just a troubled, awful past. And I think somebody put it up, he's been, you know, kicked out of high school, you know, college, and all, and now the pros, a strange trifecta there. But man, what a crazy chain of events that all started from a you know, Halloween party, you know, a couple nights ago. What, I mean, that's just crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it is unfortunate, and Kelly's obviously getting a lot of flack for the number of second chances he's been given, and the way that he's handled each of them now, clearly with some hard evidence. But here's a guy who had a pretty impressive position, being that he's a backup quarterback in the NFL. He'd only taken one snap total in the regular season. That was a couple weeks ago, taking a knee against the Rams. But certainly pretty crazy, a case of a guy clearly not understanding how to control himself in kind of a party environment. Luckily for him, that homeowner didn't have a weapon, something that the law allows them to use against an intruder for you know, situations exactly like that. I mean, we could be talking about an even crazier story today than what we're thinking about now. But yeah, for the Broncos too, just something that clearly they don't need at this time. They don't need any more distractions with all the issues that they have with this team, even with the way they bounced back in Arizona. I think it's sort of a temporary lift, of anything, of them having to handle some real issues with this team this year and figuring out exactly what their identity is going to be. And you hope for Chad that, you know, maybe here's a guy who just continually made bad decisions at the bad time, as opposed to being a guy with maybe a substance abuse problem or an issue, you know, that has to be addressed long term. Because if that's the case, then, you know, football should definitely be a second priority for him. And based on that story, it sure seems like, you know, he's capable of putting himself in positions where he doesn't have a whole lot of control, and that's scary for anybody, let alone a guy who's trying to be a backup quarterback in the NFL.
Where do you stand on this whole party thing? Because it seemed like an innocent enough, I mean, something that Von Miller has thrown for a number of years now in his time in Denver. And, you know, the TMZ report saying it was a cocaine-themed party when, in fact, you had a couple of guys dressing up with, you know, in character. You know, it was a Halloween party and all that. They weren't in tune with the theme of the party. But, I mean, there was a lot of, I guess, sensationalistic reporting from radio guys and misinformation out there with the whole party thing, but it seemed like secondary nature considering what happened to Chad Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a victim of horrible timing. I mean, if this party goes down without a hitch, without Kelly getting arrested a couple days before, there's zero chatter about, you know, this being an unfocused team or this being some sort of, you know, bigger issue than it already was. This was a get-together that was for families and for, you know, professional athletes across Denver and support staff and Von Miller, you know, setting this thing up yearly to thank those folks. You know, this isn't, you know, just some kind of, you know, frat boy, you know, club scene where everyone's getting hammered. Now, maybe it was for some of these players, as we're learning now, at least Kelly. But, yeah, it's totally overblown and, you know, in terms of the stuff with the cocaine thing, do I think it's dumb for players to post videos of themselves on the internet with fake drugs? Yeah, I do. But at the same token, you know, who am I to say that these guys can't have fun on Halloween, you know, resembling characters who are hilarious from a person who watched Chappelle's Show enough growing up to appreciate Tyrone Biggums and Bobby Brown. So, you know, I sort of take it with a grain of salt. It shouldn't be anything that's an indictment on the team either. Like I said, just horrible timing, and, you know, like any sort of get-together like that, just if you're up that late, you know, things are bound to happen if you don't have yourself in check.
Kyle Fredrickson joining us, covers the Denver Broncos for the Denver Post. Okay, Kyle, what do we take out of the Arizona win? I know, look, I'm a Broncos fan. I take that win with a grain of salt because I know how bad Arizona is, but the Broncos haven't looked like that all year, and I know it's probably if some of Denver playing better and Arizona just not being very good, but what do we take out of the Arizona win?
I mean, I think what we take from it is here is the formula the Broncos can and should use to win more games this season, but like you mentioned, whether or not it can happen against more talented opponents is totally yet to be seen. But this is a team that has to rely on its defense to be successful, and more ways than one. You know, I don't expect them to create five turnovers like they did against Arizona, but their ability to create turnovers early to keep the game close or to play with a lead late, that allows them to really rush Miller and Chubb off the edges, you know, against some tired offensive linemen, and those guys should be fresh with their rotation. It's just sort of the perfect blend of the Broncos relying on their strength, you know, and playing to opponents' weaknesses, and not making Case Keenum be a hero. He doesn't need to be a star, you know. To the truth be told, he wasn't that great in Arizona, and they still scored 45 points. You know, that's sort of what the Broncos should hope happens. They need secondary guys to come up big, to Emmanuel Sanders, to continue to be that big play threat, because if they can do that, you know, this should be a team that can win games. And, you know, going back to training camp, a lot of us thought they were a sort of a sneaky wild card contender because of it. So, you know, we'll see what happens in Kansas City. This Broncos team played them a lot closer than maybe a lot of people remembered in week four. But being on the road in that environment and with the Broncos' history of just horrible success away from Mile High under Vance Joseph, definitely a tall task and understandable why the Chiefs are heavy favorites.
Why does the coaching staff seem to get away from the running game when Denver, at least yards per play, has one of the top rushing attacks, yards per rush has one of the top rushing attacks in the NFL?
It is frustrating, and I don't want to give Bill Musgrave a pass, and he'd even tell you, especially against the Jets and a few other games this year, they just couldn't get the ball kind of in rhythm on the ground, and they needed to go to it more often, and it seemed like Royce Freeman would get a huge gain, and then for some reason they decide to throw the ball, you know, for the next five snaps on the drive, and, you know, something might kill it, and they'd punt. So, you know, they do need to put a bigger emphasis on it, but granted, in several of these games, they've had to play from behind late, which has sort of hampered those numbers. But, yeah, I mean, with Royce Freeman's body style and his frame and the way he runs, I would love to see him get 20 carries in the game just to see how physical and powerful he'd be on 17, 18, 19. You know, this is a guy who's who's sort of built to kind of bash heads late in games. And if the Broncos play with a lead, like I mentioned previously, he's the perfect guy for it. You know, we're not going to know for sure if he'll play this week until later into this practice schedule. He's a guy who's still dealing with a bit of an ankle problem that's persisted even through this long break they've had. So sort of tells you how serious it is. But yeah, they've got to run the ball. It's the strength of the team. The Phillip Lindsay story continues to kind of get overshadowed with other things that are happening, but it's incredible what he's done, you know, being in the offensive rookie of the year conversation for sure, you know, at the midway point. So yeah, we'll see if that kind of takes hold against the Chiefs. But having some early success is what's going to allow the Broncos to run the ball like all these fans are clamoring for.
Outstanding work, Kyle. Thank you so much. Looking forward to that feature on Kevin Hogan. I mean, we're a play away from another Stanford quarterback being the behind center in Denver. So looking forward to that tomorrow.
One quick tidbit on that. Real smart guy. I think he scored a 28 on the Wunderlich test. Not like it's the end-all, be-all. But I found this interesting. Paxton Lynch in that same draft class. To take a gander at or a guess at what Paxton got. Yeah, that guy's got any numbers for me? What do you think he scored?
Oh, boy.
Wunderlich?
Yeah, go for it.
Six.
What do you got, JJ?
The 12.
I want to say 23.
Okay, 18. So a couple of you guys were a little not giving him quite enough credit, but clearly not the greatest score ever. And looking back, maybe a bit of a sign what was what to come. At the very least, I found it pretty interesting.
Yeah, but we watched him after he took the Wunderlich test, and that has tainted our opinion.
Right, yeah, so exactly. It's by no means is it a perfect predictor, but a Stanford guy definitely got a good brain going on up there. But, yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on.
Thanks, Kyle. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. There you go. Kyle Fredrickson joining us covers the Denver Broncos.